to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, podcast world. It's time for episode 886 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Today, we've got a special episode for you. Today, we're going to do a Dude Groves Cup review episode. I try to keep saying we because my buddy Mike is back on the show. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, man.
Dude, it's good to have Mike back on the show. We were at the Dude Groves Cup this weekend. We're going to talk all about that. But the thing that was said to Mike the most, besides, do you have that in an extra large, was, when are you going to be back on the podcast? So, what a better time. We've got Mike on for a Dude Groves Cup review. You want to jump right into it, bro?
We should.
We're going to jump right into it. So, we went to the Dude Groves Cup. Let's talk quickly about what the Dude Groves Cup is, if you don't already know. We are friends with some other guys that have a podcast called The Dude Groves Show, and they throw an event called The Dude Groves Cup. Very fitting, right? The Dude and his sidekick, Scotty, and their whole team, Banner and Maestro, and there's a whole slew of them. Shout out to One-Eyed Cat. But all of them throw an amazing party. I'm sure there are a lot of other people behind the scenes that put it together.
And shout out to the little people.
Yes, and by that, it means the people behind the scenes, not the people that are shorter than us, because we are six-something each.
Shout out to the tall people, too.
But they throw an amazing, it is a Cannabis Cup type of event. This year, they threw two different events. We're going to talk about that. So let's just jump right into, we will tell you more about what and how the event was. But it's the Dude Groves, Groves Cup, hosted by the Dude Groves podcast, which is mainly Scotty Real and the Dude. And then they've got a team. They threw a big event over the weekend, and Mike and I got to go. It was in a place called Longmont, Colorado, at a venue called Vermilion Road, which is generally a wedding reception type of place.
Yeah.
Would have been perfect for that. Also perfect for a Cannabis Cup type of an event. Let's jump into the event because Friday was the VIP party.
Yes, it was.
We're VIPs, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that? VIPs. We got to go up to the VIP party Friday night. We rolled in. I think it started at 4:20. We got there right at 4:20. Yep. We were late. That party got started. There were people there. It was jumping. It was going. Mike and I did not make it. I told him, I was like, you ready for this? And he's like, I'm ready, buddy. We didn't make it out of the parking lot before people were like, Rasta Jeff, hey, Mike, what's up, boys? We're getting high fives, hugs, passed joints, passed blunts, offered dabs. Even people offered to buy us ice cream right there on the spot as we walked in.
Before we got out, all the way out of the car, we were running into people we know and know and love, so...
Oh, we got to see Braden. Awesome. Big shout out to Braden. Was the first person we saw. Also, one of the best people of the DGC Cup weekend to party with. We're not going to say his full name, but Braden's a great dude. He comes from Oklahoma. That dude is hilarious. He's got a bunch of good energy, bunch of funny jokes. Kind of a dirty old man, but it fits in very well.
Aren't we all?
First person we saw was Braden. Then we walked in, and I got a big hug. Saw a bunch of other cool folks. Mm-hmm. We got set up, and we set at a table and just started smoking. We found our table where the Irie Army was going to be, and we set up a little dab area. Just got right to it. Started smoking, and we hung out. It says here we saw all of the people as soon as we parked, and we did. We saw everybody. Yep. We'll talk about the list of folks that was there. Was it Friday when I got when I ended up upstairs to meet the other podcasters, or was that Saturday? See, it was a big smoky blur. I just asked Mike a question and cut him off. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to do that to you, buddy.
I think it was Saturday.
At one point of the day, I had to pee real bad.
Nope, it was Friday night.
I thought it was Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Friday night during the VIP party, I had to pee pretty good. And I was like, I'm going to go find the restroom. And I went to go find the pee room. I knew that it was inside that barn area. And I walked in there, and I ran into my friend, Untrained Astronaut. Big shout out to Astro. He's like, hey, follow me upstairs. I want to show you something. We went upstairs, and that's where... I ran into Strain Matt from The Strain Show. Big shout out. Yeah, it happened. We have finally met. A lot of people have told me that there's a guy out there that looks like me, and there's a guy doing a show like mine. Like, is this your son? Is this your nephew? Not my son, not my nephew, but definitely my bro. That guy and I got to give each other hugs, shake hands, do some fist bumps, take some dabs. Strain Matt is now part of the Irie Army. I guess I'm part of the Strain Matt gang, the Strain gang. But it was great because Untrained Astronaut, I wanted to call him Grambo, Untrained Astronaut was like, you want to come up here? And I wasn't even exactly sure what I was going up there for. I thought maybe there's a secret bathroom because I had to pee pretty good. But no, it was a party up there, and I got to go meet Strain Matt. Also, ICAN Matt was up there. Mr. Grow It was up there. A bunch of cool folks from the social media industry was up there. So that was Friday. We came, we saw, we even ate. We smoked really heavily. And then we went back to the hotel. We checked into our hotel. You want to tell them about what we discovered at the hotel?
So Friday night, it was just a perfectly acceptable hotel.
Oh, it was Saturday when we got the fun
Saturday
part.
Got interesting. And we'll get to that in due
course. Yeah, okay. All right, so we went to the hotel. We had
crashed early. We knew we were in for a big Cub day. So Friday night, we VIP partied and then headed back to the hotel kind of early.
Yes. Oh, we'd been up.
Old guided it. Got some sleep. Hydrated.
Yeah. Well, we'd been up for a bit. I drove like 4 hours. It took a lot longer than anticipated to get there. So, and when we got there, they tried to give us one hotel room, and I had booked two, and that was after smoking all night. And they're like, "You guys get to bunk up together."
Multiple
I was like,
rooms,
"No,
please.
Dude, no, that you didn't. No, sorry." And so I had to explain to that lady, like, "We get two rooms, and we're both lit." So that was fun. Anyway, Saturday, everybody wakes up excited with anticipation for Cup Day on Saturday. We had a hotel room 15 minutes from the venue, so it was nice and easy. We rolled out and we went to the Cup. We got set up our booth. Yep. Before we could get set up, I'm not complaining at all, but before I could get the banner put up and all the seeds on the table, people were there. Yep. They were there buying seeds and asking questions, and I loved it. We were so busy on Saturday that I don't remember going pee until about 6 o'clock.
No, it's all a blur. We got there like 10:45. The show was supposed to, like, early entry was supposed to be noon. There was a line at the booth at 11:40. And it didn't stop until they started announcing the winners of the event at around 6:30.
It didn't even stop then.
Yeah, it went through the award ceremony.
I was really trying to listen to the award ceremony, and there was a couple that wanted to have
it did not happen.
All of the answers to
no
all of the
awards
questions
were heard.
No, but not it's at okay. Our booth. Shout out to them; they were great folks.
Yes, don't be late.
Yeah, don't show up late and ask all the questions right during the award ceremony. But we did our best.
We had a really great day Saturday. It was busy. We got to see so many of our favorite people. Lots of the Discord family. Lots of the DGC Cup family, because this is, what, our sixth year in a row?
It's one, two, three, third year, and you're fourth, because you went 1 year yep. without me, because I had the old
C-19. For this style DGC Cup, it's wonderful. The changes this year really, really helped make the event spectacular.
That's something I forgot to note. The change. Let's touch on the people. Well, let's not touch on the people, but...
The people we ran into, Braden was there at the start, Lemmy and his guest, I don't want to say it like that, wife.
Mrs. Lemmy.
shout out to them.
She was super cool, too. We got her super high, and she took it like a champ. They came from out of town, and they could both smoke. Sometimes you don't know when people come.
He's giant, too, which was nice.
Guppy. Shout out to Guppy. Guppy was like, "Why am I so high?" And I was like, "Altitude." And they're like, "Oh, shit." Yeah. Yep. Everybody came from low altitude up to the mountains to smoke, so a lot of people were wrecked.
Bonus stone.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of cool people. Strain Matt, Mr. Grow It, Ican Matt. My friend Eric. You know who you are. You're not going to get your full name, but Eric was cool. Shout out to Nessa. Got to give Nessa a hug and Nessa's family. Lemmy and Miss Lemmy, Guppy, Cajun Glass. We had a really cool, on Sunday, we had a glass blower next to us with some really cool art. People that I've known for a while, so shout out to Cajun Glass. Tanasi and Sacred 3. Bro, our booth is the second coolest booth at the event.
Yeah, they went real hard this year. Their booth was awesome.
Tanasi and Sacred 3 have a very nice booth, very nice display, very nice products. We're not going to talk about that here on the YouTube, but they've got very nice products, sacred products, if you will, and a very good presentation and amazing customer service. And they did such a good job that Sunday afternoon, they were sold out. They packed up. They went home. They got to go home early.
We were super busy on Saturday, and Saturday afternoon, I looked over at one point, and for a second, I thought they'd been robbed. But then I realized they were all really happy still, and so... Good for them.
Shout out to 11 Genetics. 11 was next to us for the day. Made friends with 11 Genetics. Also, shout out to my longtime friend, Don, from Sugar Ship Genetics. Great breeder, good dude, deadhead also. Shout out to Jay Maestro, Banner. And a big shout out to my buddy, my new friend, Taken Tops. And all kinds of other people. We saw so many other people. I wrote them down. Adam Dunn, Katie. Katie Ann Peterson was there. Jessica. Who else should get a bit? There were so many people.
Everybody.
We're going to skip a lot of people.
It was endless. Sorry if we forgot you. We were consuming the whole time.
Some people, blurry. I'm not sure if they even want their name said. Like the guy that rides the motorcycle and wore the leather jacket. Bro, you know who you are.
There were two or three people that were kind of in our orbit the whole time who, whenever cameras would come out, they would dive stage right or stage left. Yes. So we don't want to put your business in the street if you're not ready for that.
And Badlands and Mopar Tech. Shout out to both of them. All right. We're getting way distracted. It's turning into like an award show here. I want to give a shout out to the guy that this produced the album. This is such a good time. Yes.
I don't want to miss anybody.
Yeah, really. So we're going to talk about the changes at the Cup, was where we kind of abandoned it. They changed the venue. And at first I was like, oh, I really liked the other place, until I pulled up on this place. Yep.
We knew the venue was a big improvement before we finished parking.
Yes.
You could just tell that there was more space for everything. Food trucks, tables, partying, parking, all of it. It was awesome.
There were two food trucks and then like a walking area and then a barn. And inside, it wasn't a barn. It was technically not a barn. We called it the barn all weekend. It's what it got labeled. It's a wedding venue. So inside that barn is a big open area with the stage so that if you got a band and people having a, what's it called, a reception, they can recept in that area and the band can play. I don't know the word for what they're doing.
No, you're on it.
And then so they're recepting, and there's an upstairs area, and that upstairs area was used as the VIP area for the social media gang and all the VIP crew.
And then crews.
There were glass blowers inside there. There was actually a real functioning restroom with like a sink and a mirror and a real pisser. So you didn't have to use a porta potty, which is really nice.
Yep, nice upgrade.
You could wash your hands. I know that sounds weird, but I probably shook 1,000 hands, and I needed to wash my hands a couple of times.
It was a nice upgrade.
Yeah. What else is inside that building? Oh, the hash bar. They had a dab bar set up. So in the back of the back, they had a nice arch-shaped dab bar on either side. They had really nice concentrate displays, but they had about one, two, probably six or seven-ish rigs set up on a little arched-shaped dab bar, and you could get in line and take a dab and some pretty nice-looking rigs. And that was all happening inside a very small building. Like I said before, that's like a wedding reception area, so that's where they would recept, and upstairs is kind of where the bride and the family would be able to chill out. I got to go up there and check that out a little bit. It's kind of cool. There's a full room in there, like a whole coffee shop looking area. Yeah, there was no reason for us to even be up there. I went up there to meet the social media gang.
The glass blower by the door got a lot of my attention and like all of my money.
I was going to say, and some of your money too. Yeah,
he was, shout out to whoever that fellow was. He does great work. Sorry, I don't have your info right now. I feel bad.
We should have had a business card with us, but there was so many cool people and so many cool vendors. I did not get to, so I've got one of my notes is I did not get to pee. I'm not complaining. I was at the booth. I saw about 50 feet that way and 50 feet that way. If you didn't come to the booth, I didn't see you at that event. I was super busy on Saturday. Not complaining. It was what I was there for. We got to see all the cool people. They all came to my booth. Shout out to all the people that came by. If you came by and shook my hand, gave me a fist bump, brought me a gift, said hello, whatever, thank you. If you stopped by with a frosty cold bottle of water in the middle of Saturday when Mike and I were about to die, you are the real hero.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who dropped something off. All of you are angels.
Yeah, people see that we're, I was talking about it's hard work. It's hard work to be giving people that much attention all day and to be standing up and to be doing the constant flow. And it's a lot of energy is what it is. It's a lot of social energy. And it's not super hard work. I could be fucking,
grilling
burgers.
There's a million harder ways to make a paycheck.
Yeah, but,
for sure.
But it is hard work being there. It takes a lot of energy. So when people see that we're busting it and they show up with, they know I drink a Jarritos. So a Jarritos will show up. A bottle of water popped up. Snacks. A few people were like, do you guys need anything? And I'd look at Mike like, bro, are we good? Mm-hmm. Like, we're cool, bro. Somebody brought us a Jarritos and a grilled cheese. Somebody, I think it might have been Mike that showed up with the grilled cheese sandwich for me. And that was super cool. So, yeah, just people are looking out for the vendors. And it's all family there. It's all Irie Army. So that's fucking a good vibe. Mm-hmm. What else do I have written down Saturday? The loadout. We stonedly loaded out. And then boogied to, as we were wrapping up, Scotty was, so my friend Vader was like, you should come to Fort Collins and eat some of my pizza at Fuego Pizza in Fort Collins. Shameless plug there. Go eat pizza at Fuego Pizza in Fort Collins.
Do that for sure.
But my buddy Vader's like, come to the restaurant. If enough people will come out there, we'll close the restaurant and have a private DGC party. And that way the crew can come and eat some pizza. And then Scotty Real came up to me, and Scotty said, hey, you guys want to go? No, I'm just fucking around. He said, hey, you guys want to go to my house afterward and do a podcast and have a party? And I said, well, I told Vader I was going to go eat pizza, but... And then we all had the bright idea, have Vader bring the fucking pizzas to Scotty's, and we'll do it all in one. And it happened. We manifested destiny.
Stoner genius right there.
Yes. I didn't realize it was an hour drive to Scotty's house.
No, that was an extra surprise that we got on the way there when we punched it into the GPS. But everything came together as it needed to.
We got to kind of rest our bones a little bit in the car. Yes. We needed that.
Our voices.
Oh, God.
After talking for 8 straight hours and dabbing and smoking for 8 straight hours, you want quiet and a cool drink for a little bit. And that the drive out to Scotty's gave us that for sure.
Yeah, we said, Mike and I are bros. We hang out a lot. We have a lot to say, but we were just like...
Saturday night, we didn't...
turn left, watch the GPS. Oh, there might be a deer over there, buddy.
Like, don't crash. Yeah. Get a sandwich.
That was pretty much it. And we got there, and when we got there, Invader's like, there's pizza. Mike and I just looked at him like, you are the hero right now. Yep. It was great. The pizza was delicious. Thank you, Vader. Vader made a specialty vegetarian pizza. I don't eat meat. I don't consume meat products. But Vader made a very high-quality, fancy vegetarian pizza that I approve of. I want more. I'm getting this Pavlovian effect right now. I'm starting
to do it. The pepperoni was fire, too.
All right, so we went to Scotty's, and then we did a podcast. Suddenly, it had to be 10:30 at night. It felt like it was midnight by then.
When Scotty's inspired, things will happen.
And we did a podcast. Scotty said, hey, Grambo, get the cameras going. And Grambo said, gotcha, buddy. And we rearranged the crowd into different areas so that we could do a show. And Mike and I sat at one side of the bar. If you watched that YouTube live on the Dude Grow Show.
This elbow was on camera a bunch.
That's Mike's elbow that's right next to
me. It's on screen.
Yeah, I'm on the screen. Nick is on the screen. Strain Matt. And then we brought in a few more people later. But we recorded a semi-decent podcast at Scotty Reels. We were all toast. And when I watched it back, you could see we were done.
Yeah, no, everybody there was cooked. Cup Day's amazing, but it's sort of like Disneyland. At the end of the day, you're like, I just want to recuperate now.
Yes. So we did a little podcasting, which was fun. And then I got to spend a little bit of time just hanging out. Scotty's got a cool like a deck patio thing with some fire features on it. Like a little, just a fireplace, just a gas fireplace that comes
perfect
up through rocks.
Chill spot.
It was a little bit windy, kind of cold, so it was nice just to go sit by the fire and chill with all the people that we've been working our asses off all day. And so we all got to just kind of, saw you busting it today, bro. And like, did you have a lot of sales? How was your day? Like, we got to talk with the people, like the people that had been around us all day and been busy. So that was kind of chill. And then Scotty came out.
When he realized it was midnight, he said, party's over, we go home.
Yeah, Scotty was like, guys, we're done, good night. And we fucking got the hint, and we GTFO'd right out of that place.
Yep.
Bro, one time when I went to the car to go get more concentrates, I forgot this. I helped somebody back out of a parking spot. It took about 15 moves to get him out of the spot because we're all crammed in there so tight. He looked at his car, and he goes, bro, I'm stuck. We got to find them and have them move their car. And I was like, bro, we got you. I totally forgot about that, but... at random. It took us about 15 forward and backward and forward and backward and forward. And we got this dude out, and he was so impressed. He jumped out of the car and high-fived us. Shout out to Cortez. So then we skedaddled the dude on to the hotel. This is where I'm going to let you tell them.
So the first night, Friday night, the hotel was just a normal hotel. And Saturday, it seemed like that till the door opened on our floor. And I keep hearing Cotton Hill say the man with the horrible smell because... there was a stench in the hallway that felt like the air feels in Florida. Like, it's just on you and sticky and soupy. And I don't know if it was an open sewer or some burning hair or a rotting corpse or a combination of all of those things and a diaper filled with Indian food or what. But it was the worst, rankest stench ever. Burning Sasquatch maybe would be a good description.
It was thick.
It was so bad. The thought that went through my head as we're choking, walking to our rooms, was there was a final boss for the day that we did not expect, and we had to not throw up as we made our way down the hallway.
As soon as the elevator door opened, we went, oh, did we walk into the porta potty? It was disgusting.
Yes, it was so abrasive.
Once I got into the hotel room and closed the door, could not smell it.
Yep, once you were in your room, you were good, but man, the hallway was so rank. It was still rank in the morning. And the elevator had been taking little bites of the rankness all night long. And so the rankness was now like around the elevators on floors 1 and 2.
It had gone.
It was so bad.
It had probably deposited some bites up at level four and five.
Maybe a partial decayed raccoon was stuck in a sewer pipe or something, man. It was so bad.
Horrible. All right.
So bad.
So hotel smelled like doo-doo. We got a little sleep. Separate rooms, just in case you're asking. Then Sunday.
Sunday, one of the other big changes at this year's event was they added a much bigger VIP party Friday and a whole second, cannabis cup style event specifically for hash. So it was the first DGC hash bash. What'd they say, 30-something hash entries?
I think there were 30 entries of concentrates, yes.
Some of the best hash bakers around the country. Just an incredible competition. I didn't consume anything I didn't enjoy all weekend long. It was a delightful product.
Sunday was a much more relaxed day. We didn't do as much business, but that was chill because I was tired.
We were both relieved that it was a chill day all day.
Yeah, it was like a Sunday at work. We got to take dabs. Yep. We didn't smoke. We did smoke heavily on Saturday, but it was like... I enjoyed it, but it was just more like rapid succession, get a bunch of weed in me. It was crazy. Yep. Sunday, we got to look at the products and enjoy and smoke and talk to people, and that was pretty chill. Sunday was a much smaller crowd, also a younger crowd.
Much younger.
A much younger crowd.
A good 10 or 15 years younger on average, I would say, for the hash competition, which was kind of, it was cool to see the next generation finding their place in the crew.
One younger dude handed me a jar, and I could tell he was a young dude. He handed me a jar of concentrate, and I opened it, and I was like, this is amazing hash, bro. And I was like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 22. And I was like, bro, stick with this, because by the time you're my age, you'll be one of the best hash makers. You'll be a legend by then. And I don't know if he took me seriously or if he laughed at me like an old guy, but I fucking meant it, dude, because he's 22, and he's making as good a hash as the old guys that are in the competition.
There was a lot of talent in those kids. And I say kids. They were all in their 20s. I'm just old now.
The hash crowd is different. I was trying to explain it. The hash crowd is the cool kids. They bust out a $10,000 rig and a fucking torch decorated, and they won't take a dab unless it's right in a 10-degree range. 425 to 435 is it, man. It was... those are certain kids. A hash crowd is a different group.
The bottle of ISO in the water bottle holder of your backpack. I saw a couple of kids with that. I thought it was real funny. Holding the thing of glob mops in one hand and a very expensive rig in the other was also very common. There was one young dude who had one of the nicer Puffco glass tops I've ever seen, and it hit like a cloud. It was so, so nice to hit this rig. Me and him were chatting, and there were two or three movie references. And one was Van Wilder, and then the second one was Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. And after the second one, he goes, well, I haven't really seen any of the older movies. I'm only 24. And that might be the oldest I've ever felt ever in my life. in that moment.
That young dude was from Pennsylvania, I believe. So shout out to our new friend. Brother, I apologize. I cannot remember your name, and I'm sure you understand.
You were awesome.
Yeah, the dude with the puff coat, the tall blue puff coat topper.
But you made my hair gray.
You're a fucking cool kid, man. Come back next year. We need your kind of vibes. I kept telling him he had good vibes. There we are, buddy. I think we've talked about most of the cup. We've got one more fun thing to talk about that I've got written down. Sunday was a smaller crowd. It was hash day. Like we talked about Saturday, somebody talked right over the event ceremony, the award ceremony for me. I know Mac 1 was the winner.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about something here. A guy came up to me. His name is Mark. He's from Arizona. He's a really cool and patient dude. I call him a patient guy because I'll talk about this. he handed me his jar, right? He's like, this is GMO. It's my concentrate entry for the day. And I was like, brother, this is fire. Just by smelling it, I was like, this is rich. It's thick. It hits me in the nose. It's just right. This is really good concentrate. I said, this has a potential to win. And he said, take a dab. And I took a dab. And I go, bro, that's cup winner. I call it, that is the cup winner. And he said, cool, grab yourself another dab out of there. And so I went to scoop up another dab, but it's the DGC cup, right? And that person asked me a question, and then that guy asked a question, and then that girl said something, and then that guy said something. And about 15 minutes later, the dude goes, hey, bro, can I get my jar? So I did predict that he was going to win, but I also fucking held his jar hostage and captive for like 10 or 15 minutes. I used it like a goddamn microphone for a few minutes is what I did. But he must have understood because
he was patient and smiling the whole time, but he was ready to move on. It was cute.
But that dude won the concentrate cup with that concentrate. And if you watch the Dude Grow show that we were on that night before, I told him, I said on that show that I told him that concentrate was going to win. And Sunday, that concentrate, it won.
It crushed it. It was delicious. And they placed, well, I think they took second or third in the flower competition.
Second or third. I don't remember. So, but yes, they did.
So fire in Arizona.
Yes, shout out to the gang in Arizona growing down there in the fucking heat, growing heat in the heat. Good work. We've covered most of my notes. We talked about that I said that I predicted the winner. We got most of the shout outs I want to do. This is a cool fucking event. I had a really good time.
It was awesome. Before I forget, I want to shout out all of the food trucks. Every truck that was there this year was just dishing out absolutely delicious food. There were the food trucks changed throughout the event, so it wasn't like the same two the whole time for all 3 days. That was a real, real nice step up this year. And all of them did amazingly well. They need to stock more Doritos. We cleaned them out. we cleaned them out in the first couple hours each day. But it was just really stellar, guys. Everybody that was there did an awesome job. The few booths I got a chance to visit were all really, really nice. Got to spend some money. Got to see all of our favorite people.
Yeah, all of our favorite weekend. People. There's a such few people a that, if you didn't make it next year, because I'd like to get all the people that just combine our favorite people.
It's like the first weekend of June every year. Just plan for it now.
Yes.
Start putting $5 away every week in your sock drawer. Make it there next year.
The boys, meaning Scotty and the dude, reached out to me and they said, hey, we know you're a vegetarian and we want you to eat. What can we do? And so there was vegetarian food available. Actually, they brought out a fruit and vegetable fucking table. It was all a whole table
buffet.
And they kind of jokingly said, your vegetables are ready, but did you see how many people enjoyed the fruit and vegetable tray?
Got
it got murdered. I had to get over there quickly and get some pineapple and some grapes and scoop up some good shit because they all got devoured. So shout out to those boys for taking care of us with the fruit and vegetable tray. Like Mike said, big love to all of the vendors. That's a long trek for a lot of people up there in Longmont. Nobody's from there. Nobody's from there. Shout out to all of the competitors. 90% of what I saw was hot fire.
One of the things I did hear during the awards ceremony on Saturday was that most of the jars received a couple of tokens, which means everybody thought at least a few people thought every jar was winner worthy, which is awesome. It was a really, really good competition. They said 69 flower entries, 30-something hash entries. It was just a killer event this year. Really well done, everyone involved.
Shout out to the people that were able to sample every entry. That was a lot of work. I see people try to do it. Yep. It's got to take them all day. Just getting in line and getting the samples and consuming it and taking the notes. I saw people with scorecards and shit.
Yep.
They were taking it very seriously this year. So shout out to everybody that tried all 69 of the flower samples. My throat hurt. So did we mention the drive home? How far did we get? We got to Sunday. We didn't even fucking got to chill. Another award ceremony. We packed up. At one point I said, Mike, let's take a dab and get the fuck out of here. And he said, okay. And we did that. It was 7 o'clock and it was 6 o'clock. We were out of there by 7. We did not talk on the ride home. We stopped and got gas. And after that, I told him, my throat hurts. And Mike's answer was, and I was like, oh, you sleep it off, buddy.
I got to nod off on the way home. That's the best part.
Yeah. About 45 minutes from home, I was like, hey, bro, I just really elbowed you just now, too. I was like, hey, bro, you're going to have to stay up with me for like the next fucking 45. And he wakes up and he goes, yeah, okay. And it was perfect. I let him sleep for like an hour and then he fucking helped me get home for the rest of it. I was cool. I was just getting bored and tired. I was like, I need someone to talk to, buddy. So he woke up and kept me company. But
3 hours is a lot on the road after 2 days of Cannabis Cup.
Yeah, we just were silent for an hour and a half, 2 hours of that. Mm-hmm. My throat felt, it felt swollen. It didn't feel right. Yeah. It
felt like you were getting cup cough for the next day, but it was just little light burns.
Oh, I didn't do shit on Monday. I had big plans, big ideas. I didn't do shit.
I had so much like life catching up to do, I did not get a chance to take a break. It was immediately right back into the life.
My privileges. If I owe you a clone from the cup, if it was a rooted clone that I told you was coming, they shipped out, if it is a cut that needs a clone that needs to be cut, it will happen after this podcast. I'm going to get some clones going for you. So have no fear. Your clones are on the way. Mike, I think we covered the cannabis cup, dude. We shouted it out each other, bro. Thank you for helping me, man. You kicked ass. Mike does awesome a lot cup. Of, I told him, thank you for letting me be Mickey Mouse. I understand that when we show up to the cup, I'm not trying to be that guy, but I'm fucking that guy. I got a podcast. I got a seed company. People want to talk about their grow. They want to show me their pictures. Sometimes I've got to stand there and talk to seven people, and that is my job. It sounds like I'm just bullshitting or whatever, but that is what I'm there for. People,
that's the gig.
I understand that you flew from Georgia or fucking California or Ukraine to come hang out, and I'm going to make sure, or if you drove from Wisconsin or Minnesota, I'm going to make sure you get a couple of minutes of my time and make sure to make some eye contact and make sure you know I saw you. While I was doing that, Mike was loading my booth into a car, like was packing up shit or getting shit out or selling seeds for me. So I see that. And shout out to Mike for doing all that stuff.
Happy to, brother.
Yeah, bro. Next year.
I can't wait for the cup. It's already in my calendar, man.
360 days away at this point.
Yep. Start stretching. We got a party to attend.
That's it. Work on your tolerance and your altitude tolerance, boys and girls.
Yep. Acclimate.
Shout it out each other. Shout it out the vendors, the crew, anybody that helped us out.
Shout out to the rental company for not being a dick to the dude with those stanky tablecloths. If you check out my Instagram, there's a beautiful photo of the dude using a leaf blower to clean off the tablecloths that the cup was hosted on.
Well, now you've done it.
There was so much shake there. It was just, it had to be done.
I wasn't going to talk about social media on this show, but Mike just popped that bubble.
Just reminded you.
Yeah, real quick. Well, it was kind of on the notes as a tentative idea. It's written here, but I wasn't sure I was going to do it. So I'm sure I mentioned on the last episode that all Meta products have been removed from me, which means Instagram has been taken away from me and Facebook has been taken. I had four Instagram accounts, four Facebook accounts. They're all gone. I cannot access them. When I try to access them, it says this phone cannot access this app, or it gives me different screens every time. But one is says my phone can't access it. So if I want to get those two apps, I've got to buy another iPad, which I'm going to do anyway because I'm going on a trip and need another pad. But for the time being, I don't have those social media applications. If you want to get in touch with me, or if we were talking on Facebook or Instagram, I didn't just bail out on you. They bailed me out. Reach out via email or find me on Discord. There's a lot of ways to find me. Discord is the best one. Email is the most simple. One thing I did notice, though, there were a couple of guys at the DGC Cup that they're podcasters, they're social media influencers, or whatever you want to call them at this time. That looks like a busy fucking job, dude. Doing it the way that the new generation has to do it, it's almost they can have that. Like, I love being a podcaster. I love being present on social media. I love being a part of the community and being involved. That's what I love. I'm not shy. I'm outgoing. Send me your messages. Let's talk. But that new level of social media, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah. It's a full-time gig, and the way they treat it, it's two full-time jobs.
It really is. So shout out to the new, shout out to the generation underneath us. Not underneath. They're not underneath. Behind, coming up. They're coming up. The generation behind us. Shout out to you young kids fucking killing it. That's what I'm saying.
The next class. Yeah, the next. The stoners of 2025.
I see you guys doing it. It's impressive. I don't have the fucking energy to run a booth, fly a drone to get some drone footage, go record footage in the car between events. You guys are awesome. You youngsters are killing it. So shout out to you young guys. I am not ashamed to pass a torch to that crew that I see killing it. So keep it up, you guys. Much love, much respect from the older generation. Proud to see you guys doing it. Let's work together also. I got no problems with you. Dude, we've been talking for a lot longer. I fucking talked a lot on this show. Is there anything that you want to make sure to get in?
Shouted out the vendors and all the wonderful family we saw and our just absolutely awesome hosts. Great new venue, great upgrades to the events this year. There was a lot of talk about how the venue was going to play out, how the hash bash was going to play out, if things were going to be fair or if things were going to be weird. And everything was smooth. The venue was awesome. The food was awesome. The people were awesome. Just couldn't have asked for a better event. Literally the only thing that wasn't a 10 was the rank hallway. And that's... What are you going to do? Something died in the hotel.
Shout out to the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah, shout out to that dumpster fire. But their AC was great. I can say that much.
Yeah, I kept it chilling there.
It was just such an awesome event. Definitely mark your calendars next year. Definitely check out the Dude Grow show on all of the places you catch podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed to this show if you're not already. You should
Mike is killing it. Killing it. What else? Click like?
Yeah, hit up his Patreon. Send us an email.
I'm going to jump in here and do this part. Oh, do
it. Awesome merch dropped at the Cup. There's brand new Irie shirts that will be available to the general public soon.
That's pretty good, Mike, for a not regular podcaster. That was pretty good.
I remember.
I've got notes to get me through it. Don't forget about Discord. There will be a link to join us on the Discord server in the video description and in the show notes. I got myself all tripped up already.
Come chat with us.
We hang out. Mike and I both hang out on Discord quite often. We're in the Smokers Lounge chat. You can come join us. You don't have to get on camera. You don't have to talk, but you can listen to us talk if you want to. Jump in at your level of discretion. Don't forget about acinfinity.com. That's right, acinfinity.com. If you use coupon code IREARMY at acinfinity.com, you will save 10%. Mike was talking about that merchandise. That is going to be, I am soon going to release merchandise on iredirect.com. That's right, we're going to move all the merch right over to iredirect. You'll be able to get t-shirts, hats, stickers, right along with your seed purchase, possibly right along with your clone purchase, over at iredirect.com. Stay tuned. That will be coming very soon. Also, new strains. There will be 5 new strains being added to iredirect. In fact, the time this episode comes out, we should add 5 new strains. One of them is called Spicoli, because when you smoke it, it makes you go, oh. So the Spicoli will be on there.
You make the Spicoli face.
Also, clones. More clones coming. Don't forget to ask about pre-orders for clones. If you want to send me an email, ask about clone pre-orders. I have said too much, ladies and gentlemen. Old friends, new friends, cup friends, thank you all. I want to thank everybody for hanging out at the DGC Cup. If you didn't say hi, don't be shy next time. I think that's all I've got for this episode. I'm going to wrap it up while it's still a good show. Mike, give me a good fist bump. Great podcast, buddy. Great cup weekend.
Glad to be back on the show.
We're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up with that. I want to give a big shout out to Scotty and the dude and the entire DGC. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, be relaxed. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Go from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day.